You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 969. Today's Devo is called Worthy of Your Calling.
Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast.
Happy Thursday, everybody, and good morning. No matter what time of day you are listening, happy Thursday. But we are so glad that you have decided to join us today. And the truth is, it's Thursday, which means it's almost Friday, which means the weekend is almost here. So good job to everybody for, if you have listened to this whole week, then great job. You have literally listened to almost a full week's worth of My Morning Devo, and that's pretty awesome. So thank you for joining us. Happy almost weekend. You're almost there. Hang on till the end of the week. My name is Lauren Alessi, and I am joined today by my sister-in-law again, Rochelle Alessi. How are you, Rochelle?
I'm doing great today. How are you doing, Lauren?
I'm doing good. Awesome. Thank you for asking. Rochelle, what verse do you have for us today?
Today we have Ephesians 4. 2-3, and it says, I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
I love this verse.
It is, you know, at first, the verse sounds like, oh, it's so beautiful. But then when you really, like, think about this verse, it starts to show you all the areas of your life where you're not gentle or patient or bearing in love. I read this verse recently because I was really challenged to, especially in really in any area of our life, to just see the best in people, because we are in an environment where, I mean, everyone is always in an environment where you have to deal with people, whether you like them or not. And I was challenged to say, I need to choose to believe the best in this person, because I know that they did not mean to do certain things to hurt me in the level that I might be hurt, right? And when I read this verse, Paul's literally saying, I urge you to do this because this is the way that you walk and the way that we were called to, in a way that makes us worthy of our calling. And I started to just, it really convicted me to say, when somebody does something, I can immediately go to, well, that's just them. They always do this. That's their downfall. That's their personality. That's where they're lacking. That's where they do this. Because if I do that, I'm not acting in a way that is worth my calling. Because I'm not having patience with them. I'm not being bearing in love. I am not being gentle. Or even humble. Because if I think those things, it means that I have something that I'm seeing that they don't, and immediately makes me higher than them. And I had to be like, well, I am not higher than them. So I have to be humble in the situation. It does not matter who's right or who's wrong, but I need to see the best in that person. And I need to be gentle and I need to be patient, because there's areas in their life that they might be struggling. Well, there's mine. And there, people have to be patient in the areas that I'm slower at. And nobody's coming to me being like, hurry up, you're being slow, you know? And so I had to say, oh my God, first, God, forgive me for ever thinking that I could go there in my mind with somebody. But then two, saying, okay, I have to do this because this is part of what we're called to do as Christians. And so just giving people grace, not expecting perfection. And if realizing if somebody's making me that angry, it's because I haven't and realistic expectation of them. And I might be putting something on them that is not for them to fulfill. And so when you also realize that, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry that I did that to you in that moment, that I got that mad at you for something. And so I love that verse because it really convicts you. And it helps you be better.
I love how you started off with that saying, like, this verse sounds so beautiful, but then when you really read it, it's like very convicting and you realize this is probably harder than it seems. And I know this sounds funny, but it reminds me of like bar classes or yoga classes or Pilates classes, when you watch them, you're like, that looks so beautiful. Like, yes, I want to try it.
Yes.
And then you do it and you realize it's working out muscles that you're like, I didn't even realize I had that muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there are some Bible verses that are like that. And the one that you pointed out in Ephesians, that's the kind of verse it is. Yeah. And it seems so easy and it seems like, oh, beautiful.
You have to be gentle and patient. Yeah.
And it's like, I urge you, brothers and sisters. Like it's a suggestion, right?
Yeah.
But it's like when you really start to read that and apply that, you realize it's working a spiritual muscle in you. You didn't even realize you needed to work.
And it's crazy because Paul is writing this and it says a prisoner for the Lord, which meant when Paul wrote this, he was in prison.
He was in prison.
So he's writing these words from prison. So if Paul can say, hey, let's be gentle, let's be humble.
That's
we can
so
do it.
True.
Because we are not in prison. We have beautiful homes or wherever
we are. We're talking about bar classes.
Yes. So we can do this.
That's very true, Rochelle. Rochelle, that was an awesome verse of the day. Can you lead us out in prayer?
Yeah. Dear Father God, thank you once again for another day that you have given us, Lord. And I just pray that you will just show us areas and help us be better, have more grace for people, and just give us patience, because we know that sometimes working with people is not easy, but Lord, we can do it because you have done it. You did it for all of us, and you are our greatest example. So just help us be better in this area of our life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.